This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnayis Lilinishmas, my father, Moshe Yitzchak ben Doiv, also Lilinishmas Reb Chaim ben Belazar, also L'schus Refuah Shalem V'Kol Chayei Le'am Yisrael, also L'schus Kol Am Yisrael, especially those who are Nesunim, B'Tzaro V'Shivya. We're up to Maseches Shavuos, Perek Aleph Mishneh Beis. We had just digressed slightly from speaking about swearing to speaking about someone who goes into the Beis HaMikdash when he's Tamei and he didn't remember, or somebody who eats something that's Kachim when he's Tamei and he didn't remember. And now we're going to digress a bit further and talk about the karbonis that that person has to bring to get a kapara. Kol sheyesh bo yediya betchila v'yediya besayf, anyone who knew in the beginning that he became Tamei, and he knew in the end that he had been Tamei, and therefore he was knowledgeable or cognizant of what happened. The Helen bin time, but in the middle he forgot or he didn't realize. Hareze be'oile, this person to be able to get a kapara has to bring what's called a carbon oile v'yared. So let's just talk about the concept of the di b'tchila v'di b'soif v'helem bin time. A person gets tamei from this sheretz, and then he forgets that he's Tamei. He walks into the Beis HaMikdash, and then after he leaves the Beis HaMikdash, he remembers, oh, I was Tamei when I went into the Beis HaMikdash. So that is called remembering afterwards. Now, a carbon oile v'yared is something that is different for different groups of people, meaning if somebody can't afford it, he brings a behema. This is what looks like a cow to me, an artist's rendition of a behema carbon. This, and if he can't afford it, if he's a little poorer than that, then he brings birds as a chatos, as a carbon. And if he can't even afford the birds, then he brings a mincha, a carbon mincha, just flour and oil. So now that's if he knew in the beginning and he knew in the end, and he just forgot in the middle. But if yesh ba yediya betchila, the ein ba yediya besayf. So if he did not remember at the end, meaning he still doesn't remember till today, he remembered in the beginning, and then he forgot, and he's still forgetting till now. So how's he ever going to get a kapara if he still forgot? Sar hanase befnim, on Yom Kippur there is a goat that is made, that is brought as a carbon, but it is the blood is sprinkled inside by the Kaddish Kedashim, so that's called Tzor HaNaseh Befnim, on the inside. V'yoyim HaKippurim, and also the day of Yom Kippur, helps him not get a full kapara, but it helps him that he doesn't get punished until he remembers. Toila, it makes it that he's just hanging, meaning he doesn't get a kapara on it, but he doesn't get punished yet. Eibishter is giving him an opportunity to remember and to do what would be, at that point, that he has to bring a carbon, oile v'yared, to be mechaper. So toile ad shivada, it keeps him suspended, and it suspends the sentence, if you may, ad shivada lai, until he becomes cognizant of it, until he becomes aware of it. V'yavi ba'oile v'yared, and then when he becomes aware of it, then it becomes yediyah b'tchilim, yediyah b'saif, then he has to bring a carbon oile v'yared.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.